Hey, welcome back. This is episode 98. Listen to that. It sounds magical. 98, that is. 98. Getting close to 100. And speaking of 100, that episode would be Casey Bell from shakeuplearning.com. She's going to talk to us about all kinds of things Google. You're going to enjoy it. Also, for episode 101, I got Mr. Brian Cohen of briancohen.com and the Sell More Book Show. He's the author of the Ted Saves the World series. You're going to like that one as well. All kinds of good stuff. Today, though, is episode 98, and I'm talking social media, three reasons to make it a priority this school year. Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? Check us out there. Teaching, learning, leading K-12.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, glad you're here with me again. Today is episode 98. And I'm focused on social media, three reasons to make it a priority this school year. Social media is everywhere. You can run, you can try to hide, but it will still be there. Not only that, but its presence is growing at astonishing rates. Now, today I'm going to get into a couple of the biggies in social media, but I do want you to know that there are numerous tools in the social media realm, if you will. And we're only going to take a look at a few of them. But let's look at some numbers. Facebook is the first social media tool to pass 1 billion active users. There are currently 1.69 billion, that's billion, not million, billion monthly active users of Facebook in the U.S. and Canada. Oh my goodness, I can't even fathom that number. I mean, it makes me think about, from the Austin Powers movie when Dr. Evil gets confused between millions and billions, you know. Ooh, $1 million, you know. This is billions, 1.69 billion monthly active users of Facebook in the U.S. and Canada. Wow. 65 million U.S. Twitter users. 47.1 million Pinterest users. 30% of all U.S. social media users use Pinterest. 1 billion YouTube users. And out of those numbers, 43% of YouTube users are baby boomers in the United States, ages 55 and above. Think about that number. 43% of U.S. YouTube users are baby boomers. Ages 55 and above are on YouTube. 58% of U.S. Gen X are YouTube users. That's ages 34 to 54. 81% of U.S. millennials are YouTube users, and that's ages 18 to 34. And then 81.9% of U.S. teens use YouTube, and that's 13 to 17. And I'm sure that when we look at the numbers for younger than that, I mean, they're just probably all over the place, but it's more difficult to collect that information, at least be accurate about it, since you're going to be talking to parents more often. But listen to those numbers. Oh, my goodness. And after listening to these numbers, and by the way, I haven't even mentioned Instagram or Snapchat, and both of those, especially Snapchat, are just taking over the world. And so you're going to see major changes happening soon. I think Snapchat's going to end up taking over from a couple of these others not too very long down the road. But after listening to these numbers and this data, do you think that you have families and community members on social media? Well, your choices are A, maybe, B, I don't know, C, what was the question? Or D, most definitely. Their choices are, remember what I asked you, after listening to these numbers and this data, do you think that you have families and community members on social media? Your choices are A, maybe, B, I don't know, C, what was the question? D, most definitely. Your answer should be, bing, boom, D, most definitely. Go ahead and make the connection. I mean, think about it. This is why you should be on social media. Because your families, your community, your kids, the ones that you work with, that make up your school, the reason why your school exists, the reason why your classroom exists, they are on social media. That's why you should be there. You know, it's just funny because, you know, unfortunately, there are colleagues in education who think that social media is the evil of all evils. They are stuck in a mindset that equates social media with only the bad. You know, I mean, we've seen it all because the news media gets stuck in only reporting the issues that impact schools. You know, for example, like they play the YouTube clips and that don't show us in very good light. And things that happen in class that are anomalies, not the typical thing happening day to day. They post the antagonistic posts of kids harassing each other or parents trying to get a rise out of other parents over a sporting event. You know, that's bad that happens out there that keeps us afraid. Well, what we got to remember is that there are a lot of people using it the way it should be used because, oh my goodness, this type of social media, this type of technology is so powerful in helping us learn more about our world and to connect with people. And I'll get into those in just a second. You know, the good stories get pushed aside and replaced with only the bad. So let's focus on the reasons why you want to engage with social media. Here are my three reasons to make social media a priority for this coming school year. Number one, connect. Number two, tell. Number three, learn. Okay, I know, you're saying, what? Just those three simple words? Yeah, you bet. Just three simple words, but they have deep meaning. So let's take a closer look. My three words were connect, tell, and learn. So let's look at connect. Connect. Are you serious? Are you one of the few who hasn't discovered that long-lost relatives or friends can be found through social media? Really? Okay, so some connections you might not want to reignite or even pursue, you know, like that long-lost love who suddenly tries to friend you while your spouse is looking over your shoulder. Or the former employee who swore he hated you and would get revenge. Or that former student who you suspended from school and, you know, he called you every name in the book and now he's saying, hi, friend me. Really? Okay, those would be bad examples. Let's talk about the really, truly awesome reasons for connecting. Number one, connecting with your families. Well, all those people out there, your families for your school are going to be in social media. And so if you can create a world where you put information out to them, you're going to connect with them. We're always worried about trying to figure out how to get parents into the school and how to get them to these events and that event, or how to, you know, get them to understand what we're doing in class and so forth. Well, one of the ways is if you use social media, it could be a way where you say, hey, here's my Twitter address, or here's my, you know, my Twitter handle, or here's where you can find me in Facebook, and this is where you can find me on my blog, or on Pinterest. There's any number of things, and you set it up so that that's where you put information. Bing, you know, that little light bulb goes off. I think I could do that. You know, connecting with your students. It's, you know, you don't want to connect with them individually on it, but you want to be able to have places where they can go and ask you questions and look. You know, think about it. All you parents out there, how many of you are there? Any hands going up? I know mine is. Do your kids ever come home and you ask them, do you have anything to do tonight? Got anything for school that you need to get done? And typically they say, wait for it. Wait for it. Typically they say, nope, nothing. You sure? Nope, don't have anything to do. Well, you could say, let's go to the blog, or let's go to the website, or let's go to, I don't know, Mr. Mileto's Facebook page, or to his Twitter feed. I'll bet we'll find out there. Ooh, forget about that. If the kids have a place to go back to help them, remind them, you know, of what they have to do. Parents can use it also to help them keep their kids focused on what they need to do, as well as you could put resources and so much there to help the kids and the families work on the content of your class and connect with you. And there's so many different ways. But let's also talk about connecting with the community. If you are on there, then you can connect with the community because community's on there. And so that means that people can share your information and share your news. And we'll talk more about that when we talk about Tell in just a second. But think about it. You could connect with your families. You can connect with your students. You can connect with the community. And you could connect with other schools or classes and students in far-off places, like just down the block or thousands of miles in another country. You know, countries, states, cities. Oh, my goodness. You know, when I was a history teacher, I had a student teacher who ended up going to teach English in Japan. And since we connected through how she was supposed to be set up as my student teacher in the social studies class, in the history class, what we did was we reached out to each other and we created a three-year pen pal relationship with our kids. And so what ended up happening is we ended up exchanging kids over a couple of different summers. We sent kids to them, they sent kids to us, and vice versa. And we kept that going. And then kids became good friends and kept in touch. And it was pretty cool. Well, guess what? We had to get plane tickets and we had to do all kinds of things, get passports and stuff like that and learn all kinds of stuff. Well, today you don't have to do that. I mean, it's great to be able to, but it's so much easier now because we've got things like Google Hangouts and we got Skype and we got other types of things where we can bring them up on video. We got Blab and Periscope and, you know, you name it. Wow, you could use that, connect with other schools. Think about it. If you got it, you're talking about, you're talking about the American Revolution, and if you could get in contact with a school in England, it'd be pretty cool to hear what they study in relationship to just all the situation that took place that led up to the American Revolution. Do they even call it that in England? Now, that would be interesting for the kids to interact with kids from another country. All right, so if the number one reason why you should reach out, engage, and make social media a priority is connect, the number two reason is tell. Yeah, think about it. Tell. We have wonderful activities happening in our schools and classrooms. Why not tell the world about them? You know, everybody wants to say what they think is happening in schools. Why not share the reality? Your school is selected to be visited by a national organization for having the best spirit. Whoa, boom. Hey, that would be great. Share that out there. One of your faculty members publishes a book. Now, wouldn't you want to share that? One of your students publishes a book. Hey, maybe the teacher of the year for the district or the state is from your school. Tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it. Dude, man, you got to tell it. Because that type of stuff doesn't make the regular news. And if you're connected with your community and your parents and your kids through social media, guess what? They get it and they share it. You know, I can't tell you enough about this. I don't know how many of you have ever heard of Seth Godin. Seth Godin is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He is someone who has, you know, made money, lost money, built businesses, sold businesses, so much and so on. And he is an incredible writer. I've read several of his books. If you've never read The Purple Cow, you got to read The Purple Cow. If you've never read Poke the Box, you got to read Poke the Box. But on that list, you all also got to include his book, Tribes. Because in Tribes, he talks about the idea that there are people out there and groups of people that are just looking for leaders. And if you think about it, why can't you be that leader? Because once you lead this group, they connect with other groups and they share your information. Well, if we think about schools and tribes, if you're connecting using social media, your tribe shares it with other tribes and you spread that word. And pretty soon, instead of, you know, the TV studios and the nightly news and the newspapers who will flat out tell you that they're trying to find those stories that come from public schools, that come from any schools, that allow them to sell the news. They will do it. Well, let's get the real words out there and let's get it out as fast as we can. So, you know, going back to Seth Godin's point with tribes, let's lead our tribes. Let's share with them our information. Let's think about some other ways you could use it. The kids have created a garden that they will use to grow vegetables to be consumed in the cafeteria. Now, that's cool. But nobody would know it except for the kids in that class and their parents if you didn't share it. The kids have created a news show, audio podcast, YouTube talk show. How about a YouTube talk show book review? Oh, that's cool. Have you seen on YouTube where there's all these, they call themselves YouTube booktubers? There we go. Where they review books. And most of them are kids. Many of them are middle school and high school kids talking about books they've read. You know, there's adults out there too, but a lot of them are kids. Wow, you could do that in your classes. And you could also use that then to share with the world out there what cool stuff is going on in your school. You could study animals in the world, whatever. Think about it. You could share. How about the kids are studying some really cool things? So let's say, you know, the kids are studying this. World War II, the privatization of zoos, computer systems, using tablets and apps, e-readers, coding, space, travel to Mars. Share it all. Man, you got such cool stuff happening in your class. Share it, share it, share it. And guess what? You will have parents sharing and talking. They will be your tribe and they will share it out there. And more people are going to know why they like having their kids in your class, in your school, in that community. So if my number one reason to engage, to make social media a priority this next school year, if number one is connect and number two is tell, number three is learn. Twitter can easily be used for studying. Think about having chats for the weekend where you are there and they can ask questions. How about posting of assignments and help session materials? You can use any number of different social media platforms for that. If you are using a blog with an interactive whiteboard in your room, you can save slides from the day's activities, record your voice, and post each on your website or blog so that parents and students can go there for support and additional learning. And then once you post it, you share it out on Twitter, or you share it out, you know, you repost it in Pinterest or something, or you put it out there on Facebook. And you can include all those others. You can take a picture of it, Snapchat, Instagram, so that they start knowing, got to go to the blog. It's there. What about using YouTube to learn? This could be personal learning, like how to keep your 55-gallon aquarium clean, how to play Orange Blossom Special on the guitar, how to fix a bad place in your wood floor, or how to change the cabin air filter in your car. By the way, several of those I've used. Can you guess which one I didn't? I don't know how to play the guitar. I do play the trumpet, though. Think about it. Personal learning from YouTube is amazing. There's so much there. You can learn how to cook something that you didn't know how to cook before. You can learn how to build something that you didn't know how to build before. You can learn how to do a program. You can learn how to use this social media treasure chest or that one. People teach you how. People teach you how, and it's there in YouTube. So personal learning, whoa! Wild. I mean, it's just anything just about you want to learn, it's there. Now, how about learning with the kids? Connecting schools and classes in other places, you can use Skype, Google Hangouts, GoToMeeting, and Periscope, and Blab. Wow, the tools are endless. The tools are endless. How about virtual dissections? You can do that online. How about QR codes? You could use them to help identify plant life or to create scavenger hunts for clues to solutions of a problem. You can find them online. You can create your own. You can put them around your school, or you can find another school that has them. I mean, there's any number of things that you could do with QR codes. How about social media makes it possible to connect with the world? So learn is my third reason. So let's go back over those again. What were those three reasons again for you to prioritize and make social media your focus this next school year? Number one is connect. Number two is tell. And number three is learn. You better believe it. So if you're afraid of doing this, start here. Find out what local policies are and follow them. Don't ignore your school system's policies, all right? And here's some other rules that you need to add to those rules. Number one, don't tweet, friend, text, or connect with kids individually. Use the group connectivity and platforms. It's very important you recognize that. Don't get too personal. Number two is don't get too personal. Create separate accounts. The kids don't need to see what you were doing Saturday night. So when I say this, you know, you want to make sure that you're creating, you know, like Steve's history class 101 account or something like this. You don't need to connect your personal accounts with your school accounts. You don't want to do that. The kids don't need to know what all the private stuff is that you have going on in your life. And when in doubt, don't post it. So if you keep these three at the top of your mind, these three simple rules: don't tweet, friend, text, or connect with kids individually. Use the group connectivity and platforms. Number two, don't get too personal. Create separate accounts. The kids don't need to see what you were doing Saturday night. And number three, when in doubt, don't post it. If you keep to those rules, you're going to do fine. There are many resources for helping you with making the leap to putting social media at the forefront and making it a priority. I'll share some of those with you in my show notes. But don't wait. Start learning now. You got time so that by fall, your kids come to school and they go, "Wow, dude, you're on top of this stuff, man." And you have a way of getting your parents more connected with what you're doing in school or what your school is doing, so forth and so on. There are countless schools, teachers who have already made this jump. You won't be blazing new trails, I promise you, which means that there is help. Promise yourself, now is the time. I can, as well as I can do this as well as I can help my kids. And so the three reasons that you should make social media a priority for this next school year: number one, connect. Number two, tell. And number three, learn. Thanks for listening. Come on, it's time to get busy. You only got a little bit of time to start learning. Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.